This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's nothing different than before. I feel like my urgency, attention to detail, nothing that's been different before, but just knowing that I got a mission at the end. This team want to win games, and ultimately me, I'm battling for a job, so I want to put my best foot forward and make sure that my teammates know that I'm accountable, I know my stuff, and they can rely on me in any situation in the game.
That's Tre'Davious White. We're back at Bills camp. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Coverage of training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We welcome in Carl Jones, a man who might know the 90 as well as I do, from Cleveland to Syracuse to Rochester. Now you're in Buffalo. If I thought of this ahead of time, I would have had Joe put together a throughway trivia, you against me, because we know the 90, right?
I'm very grateful for all my stops on I-90. I'm just hopeful that this is as west as I go, because no disrespect to Erie, but I don't think I want to end up there anytime soon.
Fair enough. Carl from Channel 4 in Buffalo, and sitting with us here to talk a little football in Bills camp. Full pads today is the chatter, so as a former player yourself, like, ready for that?
I mean, I think about those days where I'm a little guy, so, you know, us DBs, whatever, got to throw us into the Oklahoma drill. You're like, this is real football again. Just, I don't want to go in a drill more than twice, coach. My neck and my shoulders aren't ready for all that. But this is the signal and the turn to being at real football once again, which is exciting, especially for the front seven guys where they're tired of all the twisting and turning and they can't really put their paws on someone for real. I'm sure Deion Walker and TJ Sanders are going to get a real dose of what NFL football is like today.
All right, so full pads today for the Bills, we expect. Let's start with the secondary. Tre' White there. We wanted to talk about Max Hairston. But how about Tre'Davious White? I like to point out that he's only been gone for a year, even though it feels like it's been a lot longer than that. What have you seen from him? Bills fans kind of come in with, obviously, a relationship with him before and hoping he does well, but maybe expecting to be a little bit, you know, a little nervous about what it's ultimately going to look like. What have you seen?
I've seen a guy who looks quick. If you never told me he was hurt in the past, I would believe you. I think this Tre' White thing can go one of two ways. One way is the fact that I've been in rooms with players, especially defensive backs, who have recovered from ACLs and Achilles tears, and although they are medically cleared by month 9 or 12 or whatever, they aren't psychologically themselves for another year and a half past that. So you're hopeful, if you're a Bills fan, if you're the coaching staff, that he's further removed from both of those season-ending injuries and he's more comfortable in his new normal. He's not worried about his knee while he's doing a normal 45-degree break out of the whatever zone he's in. Or it can go the other way, where he's getting closer to 30 and he just will never be the same. We won't really get that answer until we get closer and deeper into the regular season, because it's just tough when you're in camp and you're so fresh this time of year. But we really won't get that answer. But to this point, he looks fine to me.
One thing we talked about before we went on air was you're talking about how important it is to know what to do. You know, you can be so athletic, but you got to know what to do. And in this defense, I mean, he's going to know what to do.
Yeah, he's so smart. I think that's one thing where if he did lose 10 to 15% of his athleticism because of the injuries, he may pick up some of that with how smart he is and how he knows, okay, with this route combination, I can fall off of here. And I don't necessarily need to be on top of every single route because I can expect what's coming. And I think that's what's so special the older that you the longer that you spend around the game of football, especially in this defense where Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage are going to give you every tool that's required to go out there and succeed. And knowing Trey White and what we've seen over the past 7-8 years with him, he's always going to be prepared every single time he steps out there on the field.
Do you feel like that kind of leads towards if he does play, if he does end up starting, that it should look better than it would have last year with the Rams and with the Ravens where he's being asked to do a lot of different things? I feel like the thing I read about the Rams was they are – maybe they're the team – is them or Baltimore? It's Superman heavy, and when you're approaching that age and you've had major injuries, you know, it feels like the scheme he's in now, the coaching he has now – is more suited to a guy that might be a little more limited than he used to be.
The Bills, as you guys know, run a ton of two-high stuff, which really protects your cornerbacks. So you're not doing a lot of twisting and turning down the field where it's going to put a lot of stress on your lower extremities. And that's no disrespect to a Christian Benford, who has shown in the past that he can play single-high, two-high, man all over the field. It doesn't matter. But I think that they do a really good job of not putting their cornerbacks on islands. And when you look back at his tenure in Los Angeles, he still was, you know, about a year and a half removed from the Achilles. So that would probably played a part as well, but certain systems are a better stylistic fit for cornerbacks, and I think Los Angeles, they just put a lot on his plate that, quite frankly, I don't think his skill set at this age is really ready for.
Hairston, year one, we've seen him for a couple of practices. You know, you got minicamp as well. Have you been impressed? Like, what do you think about his profile, how he fits the defense, and how he's showing what he can do?
I will say when we watch individual drill for the 10-15 minutes or so, he really pops and just how explosive and how quick he is in and out of breaks. It's something little like that where maybe, you know, a fan watching that goes like, oh, it's just normal W drill, normal drills that defensive backs are going through. But he just moves different than every player out there, which is exciting to see that when you see all the draft profiles that, okay, this kid is really quick and explosive. I'm happy that's translated to at least the individual portions of practice. And then there have been glimpses out there in the 11-on-11 portions. Obviously, the big pass breakup he had on day one was really cool, and the closing speed that he showed, you're like, okay, that can translate. I guess it just remains to be seen how often that can pop up. Because, you know, if you did it once, you can do it again, is what people like to say.
How does a player balance the pull to make a big play in practice versus not gambling? And, you know, if you're gambling too much in practice, I feel like they're not going to trust you out there in a game.
Yeah, I think that comes back to your preparation. And I remember talking to Rasul Douglas about this a ton because he's known as the player who gambles and take chances. And he says that you're only going to get about 1 to 2 chances a game to get that look where you know what's coming or you got a good indication of what's coming to go shoot your shot. And I think that with Max Hairston, he's so young, he really doesn't know what's coming yet to this point. So he may not get so many chances to take chances and take gambles and that things of that nature. So though maybe one time that he sees it every 2-3 days, that's where he should shoot his shot because right now everything's spinning. He doesn't know cover 3 from cover 2 at this point. So I think that once he gets more comfortable, maybe it becomes every 3 days and becomes every 2 days and then becomes every 11-on-11 period and from here on out from there.
Big test for him with the pads going on. I mean, just from his frame and the style of corner that he is, I feel like today will be worth watching to see if he's getting bodied by bigger receivers.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just tackling. I think the one thing that comes with putting the pads on is also routes down the field. When you look at someone like a Keon Coleman, who, as we all know, the narrative on him is that he's not a good separator. But one thing that he is good at is the chicken wing and using his arms to separate in that regard. Well, Max Hairston, let's be conservative here. Let's say 185 pounds, Keon north of 200. How are you maneuvering with the Keon Coleman down the field at slant routes in press? I'm interested to see how he looks in one-on-ones where a guy can just put his hand on your back hip and just throw you by. How do you get back into a route that in that way? So I think not necessarily tackling. I mean, that's just going to show up on game days, and we'll find that out. But it is also important how he just holds up physically in routes down the field.
Carl Jones, Channel 4 in Buffalo, joining us here from St. John Fisher. You know, as you swing it over to wide receiver, you're talking about Coleman there and how he can use the chicken wing. He wanted to get stronger this offseason. Is that a reason why, basically? Like, all right, you got to lean fully into the kind of receiver that you are. And if you're going to be a big body guy, you got to have NFL strength to throw that corner when you need to.
I mean, the Bills have said all offseason they want him to be an outside X receiver. I don't know if that's really the archetype best for him going forward. But, like, hey, if this is the way that they want him to be utilized, all those big guys on the perimeter are strong. You're not going to get bodied by any outside cornerbacks. I think back to those Ravens games, right, where Brandon Stevens, has them close to the sidelines and Keon quite doesn't have the strength to get him off of them. I think examples like that, where if you not necessarily weight, but just get a little stronger, a little bit more explosive in those actions, that will really help you out down the line. Because let's be frank here, out of those contested catches, you need to make 2 out of every 3, 2 out of every 4 to be a consistent player down the field in that regard. So I think those are the areas where, like, hey, get a little more explosive, get a little stronger, and that's where you can excel a little bit.
How do you feel about Kincaid for that? Is that because play strength and really just, you know, building on his frame was what the GM and the coach even talked about at the end of the season. But is that maybe for different reasons? You feel like that's more just to not get injured, basically, and do the things that a tight end is being asked to do compared to Coleman? You know, it feels like it could be for different reasons.
The Dalton Kincaid conversation is so fascinating to me because I think you have to put him in a separate bucket from the traditional tight end. When you think of the normal Y tight end, he's not that. He is not, I'm trying to think of guys around the league. He's not a Trey McBride. He's not guys like that where you can put them in line and just ask them to be a sixth offensive lineman. Not every down, obviously, not every snap, but here and there to at least give off the illusion that the run play looks the exact same from the pass. I don't want to put him in the Kelsey role because Kelsey will do it as well, where he will block if needs be, especially on the backside of things. So I think that when you're asking Kincaid to play like that F role, right, where he's always lined up against the backside linebacker or the safety or whatever, he's never going to be strong enough to do that, to block down ends. That's just never his frame, and the Bills didn't draft him to do that. But if you can be a guy like a Brock Bowers, like, for example, Brock Bowers lines up at receiver. He doesn't really play tight end for the Raiders, but what makes Brock Bowers so special, he's so strong and explosive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Also down the field, in and out of breaks. I'm watching guys, linebackers and safeties trying to put their hands on Brock Bowers, and it's nothing they can do about it because he's so strong and so explosive. I would love to see the next step with Dalton Kincaid down the field. He's not getting hemmed up by a safety, not getting hemmed up by a linebacker because he's gotten that much stronger in his lower half to get in and out of breaks.
How much of that step is him, work he has to do, and how much of it is Joe Brady finding, you know, as you're talking about Coleman and what they want him to do and how it might not be exactly what he's best suited for. Like, the Bills have their pieces and they like how they use them. So how is that Joe Brady's job for Kincaid?
I think it's going to be the most fascinating part, at least for the first half of the season, because I personally believe that Coleman's best utilized in the slot. Same thing with Dalton Kincaid. Obviously, Khalil Shakir as well. So how in the world are they going to maneuver all of those parts where they got some pieces that I think will be useful in an offense? The problem is they're all on the same offense, so how do you move around those interchangeable parts? That'd be huge for Joe Brady because, I mean, when you have Dalton Kincaid as the only tight end on the field, the jig is up. You guys are leaning into some type of pass or you're running away from him. So I think how you put him out there without giving a tall tale sign of like, hey, this is the play that we're running, that's what Joe Brady gets paid the big bucks for.
Carl Jones with us here at Bills training camp. What any other of the receivers that you are excited about through the first week of camp? Samuel's already got the hamstring injury, and that's not great. But the new guys, Palmer, Moore, what stood out to them about you?
I think Josh Palmer just moves really smooth. I think that's the one thing that you see on film. You saw against the entire AFC West over the last 4 years or so, and I think that's kind of translated out here at St. John Fisher as well, where he's a guy that's not super explosive. He's not going to run past anyone consistently, but I've seen reps here and there where it's like, hey, he can – have a nice end breaker and get in front of a cornerback if need be here and there. And I think that's the cool stuff that you see it on film and you're like, oh, I can see snippets here and there in the Bills offense. Is he going to be some reliable star receiver, got to have it on every single third and six? I don't think so, but I also don't think they're expecting that of him either.
What happens with James Cook? Prediction time. What's going to happen? How's it going to play out? You can go season, contract. What do you think?
Well, the season might be easy at this point, right? Like, season, he's just going to play, right?
Yeah.
But good season? Because I don't buy the case about touchdown regression in the way that it's usually talked about, because he hit big long ones, and I think he still will. And, like, he showed a knack when in tight, too, with the five, big plays in the Chiefs game. Like, I feel like Cook's going to have the same season. And if the touchdown drop happens, he's not going to go from like 16 to 3.
Right.
He's a guy. And the way they run the ball, how well they run the ball, returning their entire offensive line, I feel like I should expect Cook to do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't see anything short of another really, really good season from James Cook back there. The offensive line and just the ecosystem is just so well constructed that I'm not trying to say you can throw any back in there and they'll be okay, but I think with how they're constructed and his skill set that he brings to the table is like a match made in heaven where, like, hey, they're very powerful and they can move guys and displace players. And then also with that displacement, you have a really explosive back behind you that can take that crease and take it to the house.
He's not one that is – I feel like there are not as many comps in the league for him as people might think. He's kind of a unique back.
Yeah, when he came out of Georgia, everyone had this receiving back that can play on third down, this scat – not Darren Sproles, but, you know, guys of that ilk were like, hey – put him out there, a receiver. He can get you 60, 70 catches a season. Come to find out, like, he's an okay guy out of the backfield, but you wouldn't call him Christian McCaffrey by any means. And then he also has his limitations in pass pro, which is the whole argument this offseason about do you pay him or do you not. So he's a very fascinating back where he's a smaller one that's really explosive, yet he's not like a big third down back as well. There's not many archetypes like that.
Yeah. Back to the defense for a moment. We didn't get in on Cole Bishop with you at all. Is it hard to decipher whether a safety is, you know, like, if I were to ask you what kind of week he's had, what kind of camp Cole Bishop has had, is safety a tougher position to really figure out what a guy is, how a guy is doing?
Yeah, because it's so hard, and I've had this belief where, like, it's really hard to judge training camp practices on a singular basis. You need a week, 2 weeks to really judge a player because you don't know the emphasis for that day in terms of what they're asking. Like, hey, today's a heavy blitz day, a heavy third down day. We're going to implement a new scheme or a new technique. With safeties, I mean, you're the last line of defense, and a lot of times with these guys thudding up and blowing the whistle quick, the ball never gets to the safety. I think the one thing that I'm paying attention to with Cole Bishop, they've talked about it all year in terms of communication, pre-snap, how comfortable does he look looking back at Taylor Rapp, looking next to his whatever cornerbacks in front of him, looking at Terrell Bernard, with the verbal and nonverbal as well. When you're that comfortable, we're like, hey, whatever motion that's happening in front of you, you're doing a hand signal, you're communicating. That's a player who's very comfortable, and I believe that Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbitt will coach him up to at least be in the right spot. Sundays, we'll find out if he can make those plays once he's there.
And if that happens, I mean, the chess pieces they have at their disposal, Michael Hoyt, three linebackers this year if they want to employ that. I don't know what that would look like with Bishop, but it feels like with his size and athletic profile, they could do things with him that maybe they've never been able to do with. Not to say Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer weren't athletic, right, but Bishop's just got a bigger frame.
Yeah, I think the Bills' defense this year, I'm hopeful at least because it makes our jobs a little bit more fun, that they can lean into this multiple thing where I think over the past few years, the Bills have been really good at what they do. They live in this zone world, this too-high world, where they're going to be played death by a thousand cuts, where we're going to rely on you to make a mistake. Well, if we got Michael Hoyt doing some funky things up front, and we have Cole Bishop that can go deep high in the hole, we got cornerbacks like a Max Harrison who can play 9 yards off but drive on slants. That's a lot of creative fun that I know Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage have been clamoring to bring here. And if that comes together, that's where you get that multiple defense, where it doesn't matter what style of offense we play, we feel comfortable playing in that world.
Carl Jones joining us here from St. John Fisher. You see him on Channel 4. You see him on, well, you're on One Bills Live too, right? Filling a couple times?
Yeah, I filled in a couple times. They tapped me in out of the bullpen for Brownie one of those days. Nice. And same thing with Steve Tasker. I had a whole lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, nice. Not bad. Any thoughts on Syracuse football? You want to give us Joe?
I asked you guys before. You guys didn't sound as optimistic as I thought. Hey, listen, I thought Fran Brown was like building like a star program there.
I'll start. Everything's going great, but last year we got Kyle McCord, who was amazing.
All right, who's the quarterback this year?
I don't know.
Not as good?
He's a Notre Dame transfer competing against, I think, third-string LSU quarterback transfer. So quite not quite Kyle McCord, but I trust him a little bit. The schedule's brutal, though. Brutal. Yeah. And I think even if we're built better in terms of the future as a program, the record may not reflect it because when you got to go to Clemson, Notre Dame, we got North Carolina coming to town. I forgot
Tennessee.
About Tennessee.
We said it was with the Tennessee. First game.
I mean, come on. This is not fair to a little Syracuse. But we're going to find a way. That's best believe that. We're going to find a way.
That's tough schedule means if they play amazing, then we can talk about, like, what's the playoff this year? Is it 12 again? Or is it
I don't
16?
Even know.
We're still 12.
Still 12?
Optimistic CJ, I'll see you guys in the playoff come early December for sure.
It's 12 this year, then it's 16, right? Next year?
They still doing all, you know,
they're adding whatever.
Yeah, they doing whatever.
They'll be in a different conference by then anyway.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It hasn't gone well since going to the ACC, really, right? I mean, it's been fine. Basketball's where we that's tough, ACC. Sensitive subject. All right, Carl. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys, man.
Always a pleasure. We'll get a break in. Carl Jones, Channel 4 in Buffalo. You can follow him on Twitter, follow his work. Always does great stuff. We're going to break in. Full pads expected today, and Joe Brady at 9:15 here sitting with us on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.